If you pick up the newspapers today, Michel Barnier is on there. All hell breaks loose, for instance, reads the Metro after this tweet here. I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan to carry it out safely. That seems to have grabbed the headlines. We've got Theresa May going to Brussels today, and Nick Howard is with us at the moment. And there's actually been a bigger development outside of that, which has grabbed the headlines.
Absolutely, yeah. Just to flag, of course, that was Donald Tusk, not Michel Barnier.
Oh, just, sorry, beg your pardon.
But, yes,
always
so...
Always get those two mixed up.
Overnight, we've seen Labour changing their stance on Brexit, sending a letter to the Prime Minister with new tests for what they would want to see before they could support a deal that she brings back from Brussels, or indeed the deal that she already has brought back. Mm. I mean, what's interesting is over the past month, we've obviously seen huge arguments relating to the Irish backstop, the hardliners within the Conservative Party slightly shifting their stance in terms of initially wanting some kind of time limit on this. Now, when that started to be seen as possible, that itself has become a red line too far. So really, Labour are where the power is in terms of Theresa May actually getting something across with, of course, her minority government. So anyway, the letter overnight. Corbyn says that he would support a deal that enshrined in UK law a permanent customs union with the EU, so that's tariffs and rules of origin, single market, so that's regulations, the accreditation, the certificates for safety and things like that for goods and services, and also ongoing membership of things like security agencies and the kind of accreditation services, as mm-hmm. well as ongoing commitments to keep regulations on things like worker welfare the same. So these are a step back from the equivalent benefits that we saw of 2 years ago from Labour, so are slightly more possible, but still huge red line breakers for Theresa May. The question she's going to have is, when she gets to Brussels today, is this what is going to be on the EU's side of the table?
Well, I've got it in front of me. They've got it in front of them,
Haven't
they? So really, it's kind of working against Theresa May when she gets to Brussels.
Yes, because she'll be saying, she'll want to go in and say, look, I can't get anything through Parliament. You've got to help me out, guys. And they'll be able to say, well, hang on, if you speak to the leader of the opposition, you could do this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. Now, what's actually quite canny here is we're running out of time. There's nothing in here which really needs to be in the withdrawal agreement. Remember, this is purely the divorce. We haven't even talked about the future arrangement with the EU. That's still to come. And a lot of this could still be in here. So this is still Labour playing politics. They want to be seen as the moderates, but ultimately they want to be in Downing Street.
Yeah, interesting development there. Just looking at those requirements there, though, for instance, being part of a customs union, wouldn't that then restrict us with trade elsewhere?
It depends what you mean. So yes, in terms of if you are of the opinion that we need to be doing independent trade deals in terms of tariffs, yes, of course, because we would still be tied to the common shared tariff of European countries. What is obviously more interesting is whether there is going to be a benefit to that. I know that if you are International Trade Secretary Liam Fox, this would be anathema to you. But what's going to be more interesting is how Labour and Conservative moderates take this. Because remember, there are many Labour MPs who are still pushing for a second referendum, and there are many Conservative moderates who have been pushing this kind of deal. So it'll be interesting to see which way people go ahead of that vote that's now been pushed back to the end of February.
And so it goes on. When's the next meaningful vote? It's been put back now, hasn't it?
Yes, so as I say, so we are looking for one at the end of February. That's, remember, only just a month before the March deadline.